novo razumevanje teksta u Otkrivenju 14:12
will be quite radically different from the old interpretation.
Biće radikalno različito od starog tumačenja.
Jones would hint at that new interpretation.
Jones je nagovestio ovo novo tumačenje.
As early as December 1887.
Negde u decembru 87. godine.
But it would be Ellen White who really summarizes the new interpretation best.
Međutim, prepušteno je bilo Ellen White da ona sumira ovo novo tumačenje.
She would expand upon this understanding of Jones.
Ona je malo proširila ovo razumevanje Jonesovo.
In 1888 and beyond.
88. godine i posle toga.
The message given at Minneapolis, she would assert.
Vest koja je objavljena u Minneapolisu, kaže ona,
and I quote,
ja citiram,
was not alone the commandments of God,
nije bila samo zapovesti Božje,
a part of the third angel's message,
kao deo treće anđelske vesti,
but the faith of Jesus,
već i vera Isusova,
which comprehends more than is generally supposed,
u kojoj je uključeno daleko više nego što se uopšteno govoreći smatralo.
She went on to say,
ona je nastavila i rekla,
that the third angel's message,
da je vest trećeg anđela,
and I'm quoting again,
ponovo citiram,
needs to be proclaimed in all of its parts.
Mora biti objavljena u svojoj ukupnosti, sva tri dela.
If we proclaim the commandments of God,
ako objavljujemo zapovesti Božje,
and leave the other half scarcely touched,
a ostavljamo onu drugu polovinu jedva dodirnutom,
the message is marred in our hands.
Vest je pokvarena u našim rukama.
She went on to note,
i nastavila je da kaže,
that the message uplifted by Jones and Wagoner,
da je poruka koju su uzdizali Wagoner i Jones,
was not anything new or novel,
nije ništa novo ni popravljeno,
rather it was old truth that had been lost sight of.
Već je to umesto toga stara istina koja je bila izgubljena iz vida.
Adventist, she said,
adventista, kaže on,
and I quote again,
ja ponovo citiram,
need to bring the faith of Jesus into the right place,
treba da stavi Isusovu veru na pravo mesto,
where it belongs,
gde ona ispada,
in the third angel's message,
u poruci trećeg anđela.
The law has its important position,
zakon ima svoje važno mesto,
but it is powerless,
ali je bespomoćan,
unless the righteousness of Christ is placed beside the law,
ukoliko se Hristova pravednost ne stavi pored zakona,
to give its glory to the whole royal standard of righteousness.
Da bi dala svoju slavu u celom carskom merilu pravednosti.
A thorough and complete trust in Jesus.
Potpuni i savršeno poverenje u Isusa
will give the right quality to religious experience.
Daće onu pravi kvalitet verskom iskustvu.
Aside from this,
izvan toga,
the experience is nothing.
Iskustvo ne znači ništa.
The service is like the offering of Cain.
Ta služba bi bila kao Kainova žrtva.
Christless.
Bez Hrista.
We had a question here.
Neko ima pitanje. What? From which book you are sorry?
Is manuscript 30, 1889.
To je manuskript 30 iz 1889.
All of these quotations can be found in my book Angry Saints.
Svi ovi citati se mogu pronaći u mojoj knjizi Gnevni sveci.
And most of them can be found in the book I placed upstairs, a user-friendly guide to the 1888 message.
Većina od tih citata također se nalazi u onom prijateljskom vodiču u vesti iz 1888.
And this Ellen White manuscript can be found in the four volumes of Ellen White materials on 1888.
Ovi citati, ovi manuskripti mogu se naći u četvorotomnom izdanju dela komentara Ellen White o godini 88.
Which I believe I saw up in the
za koji verujem da sam video u vašoj biblioteci.
So you have the original Ellen White sources anyway.
Prema tome imate i originalni izvor Ellen White.
Soon after the Minneapolis meetings,
kratko vreme posle sastanka u Minneapolisu,
Ellen White would make one of her most powerful statements about Revelation 14:12.
Ellen White je izrekla jednu od svojih najsnažnijih izjava u vezi sa tekstom Otkrivenju 14:12.
And the central meaning of Minneapolis.
I o srži celokupne značenje, o značenju celokupne konferencije u Minneapolisu.
This is taken from manuscript 24:1888.
Ovo je iz manuskripta 24 iz 1888.
And I quote.
Citiram.
The third angel's message,
the vest trećeg anđela,
is the proclamation of the commandments of God,
je objavljivanje zapovesti Božje,
and
i
the faith of Jesus Christ.
Vere Isusove.
The commandments of God have been proclaimed.
Zapovesti Božje su bile objavljivane.
But the faith of Jesus Christ has not been proclaimed by Seventh-day Adventists.
Ali Adventisti sedmog dana nisu objavljivali veru Isusovu.
As of equal importance.
Sa istom važnošću.
The law and the gospel going hand in hand.
Zakon i vera treba da idu ruku pod ruku.
And then she went on to discuss the meaning of the faith of Jesus.
I zatim je nastavila da diskutuje o značenju vere Isusove.
And I quote,
citiram,
which is talked of but not understood.
Kaže, o njoj se govori, ali se nije shvatila.
The faith of Jesus,
vera Isusova,
means Jesus becoming our sin bearer.
Znači da je Isus postao nosilac naših greha.
That he might become our sin-pardoning Savior.
Da bi mogao postati naš spasitelj koji oprašta grehe.
He came to our world and took our sins.
On je došao na naš svet i uzeo naše grehe.
That we might take his righteousness.
Da mi možemo preuzeti njegovu pravednost.
And faith in the ability of Christ to save us amply.
A vera i sposobnost Isusa Hrista da nas potpuno spase.
And fully and entirely.
Potpuno i savršeno.
Is the faith of Jesus.
To je vera Isusova.
Now, she didn't know Greek.
Ona nije znala grčki.
And I don't think Wagner and Jones knew much of it either.
A ja mislim da ni Wagner i Jones nisu baš imali nekog pojma o grčkom.
Although Wagner may have.
Možda Wagner.
But this phrase, the faith of Jesus,
ali ova fraza, vera Isusova,
can be translated faith of Jesus or faith in Jesus.
Može se prevesti i vera Isusova i vera u Isusa.
Obviously, the reformers in 1888 interpreted it as faith in Jesus.
Očigledno je da su reformisti iz 88. godine prevodili ovaj izraz kao vera u Isusa.
Which would mean, which would make the interpretation, I mean, made the text read like this.
Što bi onda značilo da tekst glasi.
Here is the patience of the saints.
Ovde je trpljenje svetih.
Who keep the commandments of God?
Koji drže zapovesti Božje.
And have faith in Jesus.
I veruju u Isusa.
The gospel and the law.
Zakon i evanđelje.
Going hand in hand.
Idu ruku pod ruku.
Not that only which is Adventist in Adventism.
Dakle, ne samo naglašavati ono što je adventističko u adventizmu.
Also that which is Christian.
Već i ono što je hrišćansko u adventizmu.
Adventists, Ellen White noted.
Ellen White je zapazila,
needed to lay hold of the righteousness of Christ.
Adventisti treba da se uhvate za Hristovu pravednost.
She saw that faith in Christ is the sinner's only hope.
Ona je videla veru u Hrista kao grešnikovu jedinu nadu.
Had been largely left out.
Ali da je ona bila u velikom delu ispuštena.
Of both Adventist sermons.
I u adventističkim propovedima.
And the religious experience.
I u verskom iskustvu.
Of many who claim to believe the third angel's
mnogi
message.
Mnogi koji su tvrdili da veruju u poruku trećeg anđela.
I have a question.
Ima pitanje. Mm-hmm. During this dispute about the righteousness of Christ, there are two sides. Did it ever happen that one side was hiding some citations of the spirit of prophecy in order to win the dispute over the other side?
No, not really. They not on this topic.
Ne, to nije bilo u vezi sa ovim pitanjem.
Remember, the statements I'm reading were made by a participant.
Vidite, ove izjave koje ja čitam, to su izjave onih koji su učestvovali u raspravi.
She made the statements during the conference.
Ellen White je svoje izjave davala na samoj konferenciji.
Or shortly thereafter.
Ili kratko vreme posle konferencije.
Because the discussion that starts on righteousness by faith at the conference will go on for several years.
Jer ona diskusija o opravdanju verom koja je nastala, koja se razbuktala posle konferencije, trajala je nekoliko godina.
But most of the strong statements that she made herself at the conference.
A najveći deo onih najsnažnijih izjava Ellen White je dala na samoj konferenciji.
And of course some of the brethren would have liked to have hid the statements.
Naravno, neka braća bi vrlo rado prikrila ove njene izjave.
But since she was there, the only way they could do it was to tie her up and throw her in the basement.
Da, ali jedino što su mogli učiniti, pošto je ona bila prisutna, to je da ih gurnu negde u podrum.
They'd have to hide Ellen White, not her statement.
Bilo bi bolje, kaže, jedino što su mogli učiniti je bilo da negde sakriju Ellen White, ali njene izjave nisu mogli.
So it's not something like we're dealing with, where we're dealing with quotations, they were dealing with people.
Dakle, ovde mi radimo sa citatima, ali oni su imali posla s ljudima.
And we noted that they were not very happy.
I mi smo zapazili da im se to nije baš posebno sviđalo.
Particularly the General Conference leadership.
A posebno vodstvu generalne konferencije.
Actually, Butler won't even be there. His health is totally broken. He's so concerned about this.
U stvari, Butler i nije prisustvovao, njegovo zdravlje bilo potpuno popustilo zbog celog ovog sukoba.
And Butler will resign from the ministry after this.
I Butler se dati čak i ostavku na propovjedničku službu posle ovoga.
I don't know if resign is the right word. He'll just leave. He won't preach for years.
Ja ne znam da li je on dao ostavku, ali jednostavno nije propovedao godinama.
He goes out to be a farmer and to grow oranges.
On je otišao i bavio se poljoprivredno, bavio se gajenjem naranđe.
He was so upset.
Toliko je bio uznemiren.
It'll take 13 years for him to come back into work.
Trebalo mu je 13 godina se vrati poslu.
And Brother Smith will no longer be the General Conference secretary.
A ni Uriah Smith nije ostao na položaju sekretara generalne konferencije.
And they tried to get him out of the Review and Herald.
Pokušali su čak da ga uklone iz Reviewa.
They want to put Jones in as editor.
Trebalo je da Jones dođe na njegovo mesto.
But he gets all mixed up with this false prophet Anna Rice.
Ali on se umešao u onaj posao sa lažnim prorokom Anna Rice.
And so they had to put him in the cleaners for a few years.
Tako su morali da ga stave u čistionicu za nekoliko godina.
And in 1897 he will become the editor. 99, he becomes the editor. 97, I think.
97 ili 99. On je došao da bude urednik Reviewa.
And Uriah Smith becomes his assistant.
A Uriah Smith je postao njegov pomoćnik. Oh, that was a change.
So you can see that these dinosaurs were battling.
Kao što vidite, ovi dinosauri su bili ratoborni.
And there were two very distinctive positions.
Bile su dve potpuno određene pozicije, mišljenja.
Maybe I should give the complete history of Brother Smith here on this question.
Možda bi trebalo da vam iznesem celokupnu istoriju brata Smitha u vezi sa ovim pitanjem.
Sometimes when you're dealing with a history of theology, you don't get enough time to tell the stories.
Jer bavimo se istorijom teologije, pa nemamo vremena da pričamo priče.
But I've got a book upstairs that tells the stories.
Ali ima gore knjiga koje pričaju tu priču.
You got a couple of copies of my book from 1888 to apostasy.
To je ona, imate nekoliko mojih knjiga od 88. do otpada.
And that tells a lot of the human interest.
I ona nam govori o ljudskom faktoru.
But Brother Smith, I think it's 1897, becomes Jones's assistant in a review.
Brother Smith. Dakle, Brother Smith je postao 97. godine Jonesov assistant ili pomoćnik u Review.
And then Jones is removed because he's such a bad editor in 1901.
Ali Jones je bio uklonjen 91. Sa mesta urednika jer je bio užasno loš kao urednik.
And Smith is made editor again.
I ponovo je Smith postao urednik.
And he immediately opens up a new war on the law in Galatians.
I on je smesta započeo novi rat po pitanju poslanice Galatima.
And so they take him back out as editor.
Tako da su ga ponovo smenili.
And put Jones's best friend in.
I stavili najboljeg Jonesovog prijatelja na to mesto.
W.W. Prescott.
A to je bio Prescott.
And the shock is so great to Jones.
A šok je bio tako jak za Jonesa.
That he has a heart problem.
Da je dobio neke probleme sa srcem.
Did I say Smith? The shock is so great to Smith.
Smith tu je taj šok bio tako težak.
That he has his heart problem and never recovers.
Da je dobio probleme sa srcem i nikad se nije oporavio.
He will die with this battle of Galatians in his heart.
On je i umro sa ovom bitkom oko poslanice Galatima u srcu.
But Ellen White loves him anyway.
Ali Ellen White ga je volila i ovako i onako.
When Brother Smith is kicked out of the editorship.
Kada je brat editor.
Brother Jones is kicked out of the editorship.
Kada je brat Jones bio izbačen sa mesta urednika.
She says, "I'm so glad that Brother Smith is back where he should be."
Ona kaže, toliko mi je drago što je brat Smith natrag na mestu gde je trebalo da bude.
Even though he was still wrong in his theology.
Iako je njegova teologija bila pogrešna.
She'd say the same thing about Butler.
Ona je isto onako slično rekla i o Butleru.
When he came back into the work 13 years.
Kada se on posle 13 godina vratio natrag u propovedničku službu.
She said, "I'm so glad that Brother Butler is back in the work."
Ona kaže, toliko mi je drago što je brat Butler ponovo na poslu.
But he was still the same man.
Ali on je i dalje bio isti čovjek.
These brothers would go to their graves with the same opinions.
Da, ta braća su i otišla u svoje grobove sa istim mišljenjem.
But I like that with about Ellen White.
Ali ja to volim kod Ellen White i kod Butlera.
You didn't have to have perfect theology.
Nisu oni imali neku savršenu teologiju.
She could be glad you were in the work anyway.
Ali ona je bila radosna što je on na poslu.
Because everybody has got some good points as well as some bad points.
Da, jer svaki od nas ima neke svoje dobre strane i neke loše strane.
Except me.
Isključujući mene. Da, ja sam baš to hteo da kažem, ali eto pretekao.
You know what the old Pharisee said?
Znate šta je stari farisej rekao?
There's only two perfect people in the world.
Ima samo nekoliko savršenih ljudi na svetu.
Me and my son.
Ja i moj sin.
And if there's only one, if there's only one,
ako bi bio samo jedan,
it's me.
Onda sam to ja.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Sada ću vam reći nešto.
Don't ever agree mindlessly with anybody.
Nemojte se nikad bez razmišljanja složiti sa bilo kime.
Including me.
Uključujući i mene.
I wake up some mornings and don't even know if I agree with myself.
Nekad se ja ujutru probudim i ne znam da li se ja sam slažem sa sobom.
But if you think you agree with me,
ali ako mislite da se slažete sa mnom,
you should know why you agree with me.
Onda morate znati zašto se slažete sa mnom.
And if you think you disagree with me,
a ako mislite da se ne slažete sa mnom,
you should study it out and know why you disagree.
Treba da proučite to pitanje i da saznate zašto se ne slažete sa mnom. Is it not enough just to say I think I don't?
Some of the smartest people in the world disagree with me.
Da, ima nekih veoma mudrih ljudi na svetu koji se ne slažu sa mnom.
Anyway, back to the history of Adventist theology.
Ali da se vratimo istoriji adventističke teologije.
Now, what kind of justification by faith was Ellen White talking about?
O kojoj vrsti opravdanja verom je Ellen White govorila?
This becomes very important because of the controversies in the 20th century.
To je bilo veoma važno zbog sukoba u 20. veku.
She makes maybe the best statement in the Review and Herald.
Mislim, najbolja njena izjava o ovom pitanju objavljena je u Review and Heraldu.
In August 1889.
18. avgusta 89. godine.
She says in that article,
Ona kaže u tom članku
that there are grand truths including the doctrine of justification by faith.
Ima velikih istina uključujući i istinu opravdanju verom.
That have been lost sight of by many Seventh-day Adventists.
A koje su mnogi adventisti izgubili iz vida.
And then she illustrates what kind of justification by faith had been lost.
A onda ona opisuje koja vrsta opravdanja verom je bila izgubljena iz vida.
She says the holiness people have gone to great extremes on this point.
A kaže oni ljudi koji zastupaju svetost otišli su u prilično jaku krajnost po ovom pitanju.
With great zeal they have taught.
Sa velikom revnošću oni su mislili.
Only believe in Christ.
Jedino treba da veruješ u Hrista.
And be saved.
I bit ćeš spasen.
But away with the law of God.
Ali dosta nam je zakona Božjeg.
She went on to imply.
I onda je nastavila da kaže.
That these people had been correct in uplifting faith.
Da su ovi ljudi imali pravo kada su uzdizali veru.
But were wrong in putting down the law.
Ali nisu bili u pravu kad su umanjivali važnost zakona.
They had the opposite problem from the Adventists.
Oni su dakle imali problem suprotan mišljenju tradicionalnih adventista.
Thus she wrote,
i onda ona piše,
and I quote,
ja citiram,
God has raised up men.
Bog je podigao ljude.
Meaning Jones and Wagner.
Mislim na Jonesa i Wagnera.
To meet the necessity of this time.
Da zadovolji potrebu ovog vremena.
Who will lift up their voice like a trumpet.
Koji su podigli svoj glas kao truba.
And show my people their transgressions.
I pokazali narodu mome prestupe njegove.
Their work is to not only proclaim the law.
Njihovo delo nije samo da objavljuju zakon.
But to preach the truth for this time.
Već da propovedaju istinu za ovo vreme.
The Lord our righteousness.
Gospod naša pravednost.
And maybe there we come to the real significance of Jones and Wagner's message.
Možda ovde dolazimo do one pravog značaja poruke Jonesa i Wagnera.
They had put the two halves of Revelation 14:12 together.
Oni su spojili dve polovine teksta Otkrivenju 14:12 zajedno.
They not only taught the commandments of God,
ne samo da su objavljivali zapovesti Božje,
but they preached the doctrine of faith that the holiness preachers had been uplifting.
Već su također propovedali i doktrinu o veri koju su oni zastupnici svetosti objavljivali.
Jones and Wagner's contribution was combining the two halves of Revelation 14:12.
Dakle, zasluga Jonesa i Wagnera je u tome što su spojili ove dve polovine teksta u Otkrivenju 14:12.
Thus, from Ellen White's perspective,
prema tome iz perspektive Ellen White,
the importance of the 1888 message,
važnost poruke iz 1888.
was not some new concept of justification.
Nije bio neki potpuno novi koncept o opravdanju.
Rather, it was uniting Adventism with basic Christianity.
Već je to bilo sjedinjavanje adventizma sa osnovnim hrišćanstvom.
Putting the two questions together.
Stavljanje ova dva pitanja, spajanje ova dva pitanja.
What is Adventist in Adventism?
Šta je adventističko u adventizmu?
Along with what is Christian in Adventism.
Sa pitanjem šta je hrišćansko u adventizmu.
Thus we have Wagner and Jones.
Na taj način mi imamo Wagnera i Jonesa.
Putting the commands of God
koji su stavili zapovesti Božje
in proper relationship with faith in Christ,
u pravilan odnos sa verom Isusovom i verom u Isusa.
For the first time, the Seventh-day Adventist Church will have the entire Third Angel's message.
Prvi put u istoriji, dakle, Adventistička crkva je objavila potpunu vest Trećeg anđela.
Before that time, we had part of it.
Pre toga vremena mi smo imali samo jedan njen deo.
The commandments of God, but not the faith of Jesus.
Imali smo zapovesti Božje, ali nismo imali veru u Isusa.
Now, once this argument is seen, in the Minneapolis meetings.
A kada se sagleda ovaj sukob za vreme konferencije u Minneapolisu.
Of how these two elements are put together and harmonized.
I kako su ova dva elementa bila spojena i usaglašena.
The law and the gospel going hand in hand.
Da zakon i evanđelje idu ruku pod ruku.
Then we can begin to understand a statement Ellen White made on November 22, 1892.
Onda ćemo moći da shvatimo onu izjavu koju Ellen White dala u novembru 92. godine.
In that review she wrote,
u tom članku u review ona piše,
the time of test is just upon us.
Vreme probe je na nama.
For the loud cry of the third angel,
jer glasna vika trećeg anđela,
has already begun,
već je počela,
in the revelation of the righteousness of Christ,
u otkrivanju pravednosti Hristove,
the sin pardoning redeemer,
otkupitelja koji nam oprašta greh.
This is the beginning of the light of the angel,
to je početak videla svetlosti anđela,
whose glory shall fill the whole earth,
čija će slava ispuniti celu zemlju.
Because it is the work of everyone to whom the message of warning has come to lift up Jesus.
Jer je zadatak svakoga koga je obasjala ova vest da uzdigne Isusa.
Now, this statement has become an interesting statement in Adventist history.
Ova izjava je postala veoma zanimljiva izjava u adventističkoj istoriji.
Now remember, this is November 1892.
Radi se dakle o novembru 92. godine.
The general conference session will start in less than 2 months in 1893.
Generalna konferencija će se održati za manje od 2 meseca početkom 93. godine.
Ellen White said in very clear and loud terms.
Ellen White je rekla vrlo jasnim i određenim rečima.
The loud cry message of the third angel had begun.
Da je glasna vika poruke trećeg anđela započela.
With these Minneapolis meetings and uplifting Jesus.
Sa ovim sastancima u Minneapolisu i uzdizanjem Isusa Hrista.
To the best of my knowledge, this is the only time she will ever make that statement.
Po mom najboljem znanju, to je jedina prilika kada je ona ovako nešto izjavila.
But the loud cry began in 1888.
Da je glasna vika započela 88. godine.
She never makes a big thing out of this.
Ona nikad nije posebno naglašavala ovu izjavu.
But A.T. Jones will.
Ali A.T. Jones je to učinio.
But he makes a major mistake.
Međutim, upao je u veliku grešku.
He confuses the latter rain with a loud cry.
On je pogrešno shvatio pozni dažd kao glasnu viku.
Ellen White said the loud cry had begun.
Ellen White je rekla da je počela glasna vika.
There was a man in Australia who wrote and said latter rain, but that was not Ellen White.
Da, bio je neki čovjek u Australiji koji je rekao pozni dažd, ali to nije rekla Ellen White.
So Jones confused the latter rain.
Ali John je zamenio taj pozni dažd,
which is an outpouring of the Holy Spirit,
koji označava izlivanje Svetoga Duha,
that will help preach the loud cry,
koji će potpomoći propovedanje glasne vike.
He confused the latter rain with the loud cry.
On je zamenio dakle pozni dažd sa glasnom vikom.
The loud cry is a message.
A glasna vika je poruka.
And at the 1893 General Conference session,
na zasedanju generalne konferencije 93. godine,
Jones will create an unprecedented excitement.
Jones je izazvao neopisivo uzbuđenje.
That the latter rain will come before the session is over.
Da će se izjavom svojom da će se pozni dažd izliti pre završetka zasedanja.
Now that Christ might come before the session is over.
Da čak i Hristos može da dođe pre završetka zasedanja.
And they had really generated a very, very excited general conference session.
I to je izazvalo veoma uzbudljivo zasedanje generalne konferencije.
Partly because Jones believed that a Sunday national Sunday law had already been passed.
Velikim delom zato što je Alonzo Jones verovao da je nedeljni zakon prihvaćen. To je passed. It means that he was accepted. It was accepted.
Well, that's what Jones believed.
Yeah. Ne, prihvaćen. That whole zakonodavnom past. Past the law znači prihvatiti zakon.
I don't have time to deal with this in this class, but it's in my book from 1888.
Ja nemam vremena da ovo sada diskutujem, ali možete to vidjeti u mojoj knjizi. To znači prođe zakon, prođe kroz glasanje.
Now, in the 20th century.
What?
The 20th century.
20. vek.
Some people have said this is where the denomination really failed.
Neki ljudi su rekli da je ovo područje na kome je naša crkva promašila.
That we rejected the latter rain in 1893.
Da smo odbacili pozni dažd iz 1893.
In fact, the library up here,
u stvari u knjižnici gore,
has an entire book on this topic.
Imate celu jednu knjigu o toj tematici.
By Robert Whelan.
Robert Whelan. Loša istorija.
But bad theology built on bad history.
Već je to loša teologija i sagrađena na lošoj istoriji.
But it sounds convincing.
Ali izgledalo ubedljivo.
If you don't know much about the topic.
Ako ne znate dovoljno o toj tematici.
Ellen White said loud cry.
Ellen White je rekla glasna vika.
Jones said latter rain.
Jones je rekao pozni dažd.
Why did he think the latter rain had begun?
Zašto je on mislio da je pozni dažd počeo?
Because in his back pocket.
Zato što je u svom stražnjem džepu.
He had a testimony from a new Adventist prophet.
Imao jedno svedočanstvo novog adventističkog proroka.
I've got that testimony at home.
Ja imam to svedočanstvo kod kuće.
It arrived during the general conference session.
Stiglo je to svedočanstvo u toku zasedanja generalne konferencije.
By that time he had accepted completely the prophetic ministry of Anna Rice.
U to doba on je potpuno prihvatio proročku nadahnutost Anne Rice.
But the general conference president wouldn't let him read the testimony in public.
Ali vodstvo generalne konferencije nije mu dozvolilo da javno pročita ovo svjedočanstvo.
All Jones could say at the general conference.
A sve ono što je Jones mogao da kaže na generalnoj konferenciji.
Was God has done a wonderful work with one prophet.
Bog je učinio divno delo putem jednog proroka.
What's he going to do when he gets a whole lot of them?
A šta će on tek učiniti kada ih bude mnogo?
And Jones wouldn't use that testimony for 10 months.
I 10 mjeseci Jones se nije poslužio ovim svjedočanstvom.
To the general conference president was 12,000 miles away.
Dok je predsjednik generalne konferencije bio 20,000 km daleko.
Down in Australia.
U Australiji.
Then Jones would read it to the Battle Creek Church.
On which one?
To the Battle Creek Church.
Jones napisao crkvi u Battle Creeku, tamo je bila i general.
And create a tremendous revival.
I izazvao jedno veliko probuđenje.
In one offering alone they collected roughly in today's money 1 million American dollars.
Samo prilikom jednog sakupljanja oni su u današnjoj vrednosti prikupili više nego milion američkih dolara.
And how did he do this?
A kako je on to učinio?
With the testimonies of Anna Rice.
On je to učinio svedočanstvom Anne Rice.
Just before he found out that she was a false prophet.
Neposredno pre nego što je ustanovio da je ona lažni prorok.
And then the entire revival collapsed.
A onda je celokupno probuđenje palo.
But meanwhile we had a outbreak of charismatic fanaticism.
A u međuvremenu imamo taj prodor karizmatičkog fanatizma.
Some Adventists in Battle Creek even got the gift of howling.
Of.
The gift of howling.
Oh, neki Adventisti u Battle Creeku čak su dobili dar deranja.
What did we really miss in 1893?
Šta smo mi to zaista propustili 93. godine?
Pentecostal fanaticism.
Pentekostalni fanatizam.
Based upon the writings of a false prophet.
Utemeljen na spisima lažnog proroka.
Well, Ellen White never said latter rain.
Ellen White, dakle, nikada nije rekla pozni dažd.
She said loud cry.
Ona je rekla glasna vik.
What did she mean?
A šta je ona mislila po time?
A completed message.
Zaokružena poruka.
For the first time in Adventist history.
Prvi put u adventističkoj istoriji.
We will have the full, complete third angel's message.
Mi smo imali potpunu, zaokruženu poruku trećeg anđela.
Commandments of God.
Zapovesti Božje.
Plus the faith of Jesus.
Plus vera Isusova.
Equals the loud cry message.
Jednako je poruka glasne vike.
We have had the loud cry message since 1888. We still await the power of the latter rain.
Ali mi još uvek čekamo na silu poznoga dažda.
To push that message to the far corners of the
gurne tu vest sve do kraja zemlje.
I have spent a little time with this.
Ja sam proveo neko vreme na ovome.
Because of the problem it caused the church in 1893.
Upravo zato što je on suočio crkvu sa velikim problemom 903. godine.
And because of misinterpretations that are still causing problems in the church
in
the year 2000.
I zbog pogrešnih tumačenja koja i dan danas izazivaju probleme u crkvi.
We have a question right back here.
Ima neko pitanje.
Can you give us some information about that and Rice, because she is important in that
yes.
in that case, and we don't know anything about.
Okay, there are two copies of my book upstairs from 1888 to apostasy.
Imate dve kopije knjige od 88. do otpada gore u svojoj biblioteci.
There are about 10 or 12 pages in there dealing with the Anna Rice crisis.
10-12 stranica u toj knjizi se bave tom krizom povezanom sa Anne Rice.
And also Rice. About the 1893 General Conference session and about
I u vezi sa generalnom konferencijom 93.
And about the 1894 revival in Battle Creek.
I o tom probuđenju u Battle Creeku.
All together, and the Sunday law issue during that time.
Osim toga i pitanje nedeljnih zakona u to vreme.
There's quite a few pages on each of those topics.
Ima prilično stranica upravo o ovoj tematici.
But I will let you read that.
Pročitaj to.
That's the difference between history and theological history.
Ima dakle razlike između istorije i teološke, istorije teologije.
We are tracing the history of doctrine here.
Mi ovde se bavimo istorijom doktrine.
And of course, the history is important too.
Ali istorija je također važna.
But you can't teach everything in one course.
Ali ne možete sve u jednom predmetu.
So you will find material up there in that.
Dakle, naći ćeš materijala o tome gore.
Also in Arthur White's 6-volume biography of Ellen White.
A zatim imate onu šestotomnu biografiju Ellen White koju je napisao White, Pastor White.
Arthur White's biography of his grandmother.
Arthur White, imate unutra isto to.
Volume dealing with 1893-94.
To je onaj tom u kome se govori o krizi od 88. do 93.
That'll give you two different approaches to the topic.
Tu ćete dobiti i ova dva različita pristupa.
And I know both of those are in your library.
Ja znam da te knjige imate gore u biblioteci.
Okay.
The discovery that in Wright was a false prophet. How come? How Jones discovered that she was a false prophet?
Several ways that she could be discovered.
Bilo je nekoliko načina na koji se ona mogla razotkriti.
One would be to test the prophet.
Jedno je ono, ispitajte proroka.
You know what that means?
Znate šta to znači?
She wasn't crazy, she was just simple.
Ona nije bila luda, ona je bila samo zaostala.
You read what I quote out of the testimonies and you'll see the problems.
Vi ćete, kad budete čitali o ovim svjedočanstvima, vidjet ćete u čemu je problem. Njena svjedočanstva.
I would say that the evidence is very problematic in these testimonies.
Ja mislim da su dokazi koje ona iznosi u tim svjedočanstvima vrlo problematične prirode.
Let me just tell you about the testimonies, I guess, if you want to hear about it.
Da vam kažem nešto o tim svjedočanstvima što mislim da nećete čuti na drugom mjestu.
She was a woman who was very insecure.
Bila je to žena koja je bila veoma nesigurna po prirodi.
And she was somewhere in her mid-20s or later.
Bila je negde sredina 20. godina ili malo starija.
When she writes to Brother Rice that she's had a vision that he's to adopt her.
Kada je pisala bratu Rajsu da je dobila viziju u kojoj je naređeno da je on adoptira kao kćerku.
After that she always calls them mommy and daddy.
I posle toga uvek ih je zvala tatom i mamom.
Not mother and father, but mommy and daddy.
Ne otac i majka, nego tata i mama.
Like a child would.
Kao što bi dete zvalo roditelje.
And then she told brother and sister Rice that they must not have any sexual relationships.
A onda im je zapovedila da više ne smeju imati polne odnose međusobno.
And all kinds of interesting things like this.
Ima vrlo mnogo takvih interesantnih pojedinosti.
But all you have to do is read her testimonies and they don't have the ring of a true prophet.
Dakle, sve što treba da učinite jeste da čitate njena svjedočanstva, ona ne zvuče kao svjedočanstva pravog proroka.
Now, Ellen White doesn't really say anything about this.
Ellen White ne govori baš mnogo o ovome.
Until the revival breaks out.
Sve dok do probuđenja nije došlo.
But by that time she says plenty about it also.
Ali tada govori dosta o njoj. But I have a question.
You have a question.
How come that he believed that she is a real prophet when she was so simple and so insecure and so, how can I say?
Jones.
Kako to da je Jones poverovao da je ona dobar prorok kad je ona bila takva kakva jest?
Jones was given to extremes.
Jones je vrlo često odlazio u krajnost.
He was very excitable.
On je bio čovjek vrlo uzbudljive prirode.
And if you want, you know, I studied Jones thoroughly for 2 or 3 years.
Ja sam vrlo pažljivo proučavao istoriju o Jonesu nekoliko godina.
Before I wrote this biography.
Pre nego što sam napisao tu biografiju.
And I must say he is an extremely interesting Adventist.
Ja moram da kažem da je on izuzetno zanimljiv adventista.
But he goes from one extreme to the other.
Ali uvek je odlazio iz jedne krajnosti u drugu.
Which is the reason he will eventually apostatize.
A to je bio i razlog što je na kraju krajeva otpao.
We had another question out here.
Ima li još
neko pitanje? We got all kinds of questions. We'll take a couple more and then we'll have... Yeah.
Još nekoliko pitanja.
I don't want to spend all my life on Anna Rice because we've got more important fish
to fry. Ja ne bih želeo da provedem ceo život proučavajući Anna Rice because imamo i drugih važnih pitanja.
I have to admit she is an interesting specimen of Adventist humanity though.
Ja moram da priznam da je ona veoma interesantan primjerak adventističkog ljudskog roda.
Okay.
Oh, what hindered Jones to read her testimony for 10 months?
Probably just the occasion.
Verovatno nije imao prilike.
But meanwhile, these testimonies were being duplicated and scattered all throughout Adventism.
Ali u međuvremenu ta svjedočanstva su bila umnožavana i širena po celom adventističkom svetu.
The Anna Rice movement really was a big movement in Adventism in the 1894.
Da, pokret Anna Rice je bio zaista veliki pokret u tom delu adventističke istorije.
The correspondence of the brethren is just loaded with this issue.
Korespondencija braće je bila prepuna podataka o ovom pitanju.
Once again I would say take a look at what's written upstairs.
Još jednom bih rekao, pogledajte gore što je napisano.
And you'll see that this is a big issue. This is not a small one.
I vidjet ćete da je to veliko pitanje, a ne malo.
Why the first part of the message commands the Lord? If this part not the Christianity?
What's that now?
If this part not Christianity in the advertisement, why do they call it advertisement in advertisement?
Well, that's my definition.
To je moja definicija.
Given the history.
Zahvaljujući istoriji.
Because the Adventists tried to keep the commands without the righteousness of Christ.
Zato što su adventisti pokušavali da drže zapovesti ne priznajući Hristovu pravednost.
And made it into a legalism.
I pretvorili to držanje zapovesti u legalizam.
So my definition is really based upon the historical sides of Adventists as they came together and battled at Minneapolis.
I moja definicija na neki način zahvaljuje se tom istorijskom sukobu iz adventista koji su se borili oko ova dva pitanja.
I think we have one more question before our break. Yes,
mislim
right
da ima još jedno pitanje pre odmora.
He is not quite certain what they discussed during the General Conference 93 and where were they invited that time?
Ellen White was in Australia.
Ellen White bila u Australiji.
By the way, Ellen White was silent on most problems in the church.
Ellen White nije govorila ništa o najvećem delu problema s kojima se crkva suočavala.
When I was up to Nice last weekend, we had some people that were saying, well, Ellen White was silent on this topic, therefore it must not be important or it must mean this.
U Nišu prošle sedmice, prošlog vikenda, neki ljudi su kazali Ellen White ništa o tome ne govori, prema tome to nije neko važno pitanje, mi ne treba da se bavimo tim pitanjem.
An argument from silence is no argument whatsoever.
Da, ali taj dokaz na osnovu njene tišine ništa ne govori.
It's only human speculation.
To je samo ljudska spekulacija.
You'd be surprised how many real serious issues Ellen White never said anything on.
Vi biste bili iznenađeni koliko ima sasvim ozbiljnih pitanja o kojima Ellen White nikada nije rekla ni jednu reč.
And of course, if a prophet speaks when God tells her to speak, then
ali ako prorok kaže ono što Bog joj da da objavi,
then she wouldn't be speaking about everything.
Onda ona ne može govoriti o svemu, samo onome što joj se kaže da govori.
Now when we come back from our break,